I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, August 26th. Well, early voting is now underway for the September 3rd state primary. Voters began casting ballots at Quincy City Hall this past Saturday, and early voting takes place today through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in the Great Hall at Quincy City Hall. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says she's not anticipating a large turnout for the primary, anywhere from 20 to 30%. Today is also the last day to request a mail-in ballot for the September 3rd primary, and mail-in ballots must be returned to the city clerk's office by September 3rd at 8 p.m. Absentee ballots are also available through this Friday at City Hall. And of course, in-person voting will take place September 3rd from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at all 31 precincts in Quincy. Well, there is now a five-day limit on the amount of time that migrants can stay at temporary shelters in Massachusetts. That's forcing many families out into the street. State Representative Jackie Chan of Quincy says when the Family Welcome Center at Eastern Nazarene College in Quincy closes at the end of the day, migrants have nowhere to go. Recently, the city ordered the removal of a tent encampment for migrants at the Faith Lutheran Church in Quincy, and a Chelsea nonprofit agency has been taking some migrants from the Wollaston T station to their facility, but Chan says there is no long-term solution right now for the issue. A rare but deadly disease spread by mosquitoes has one town in Massachusetts closing its parks and fields each evening. Four other towns are urging people to avoid going outdoors at night. They're concerned about eastern equine encephalitis. State health officials announced last week a man in his 80s had caught the disease, the first human case found in Massachusetts since 2020. The town of Plymouth announced on Friday it's closing public outdoor recreation facilities from dusk until dawn each day after a horse in that town was infected with the disease. State and local health officials urging people in towns to avoid the peak mosquito biting times by finishing outdoor activities by 6 p.m. until September 30th, then by 5 p.m. after that until the first hard frost. Also recommending people across the state use mosquito repellents when outdoors and drain any standing water from around their homes. A Dorchester man is under arrest in connection with a fatal stabbing that occurred in Dorchester Friday night. Police responded to a stabbing of a 10 p.m. near Peabody Square. Man was taken by ambulance to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. According to police, detectives who were investigating the murder canvassed the area for surveillance video. Authorities say they observed a man matching the description of the suspect who fatally stabbed the victim. They were able to identify the suspect as 38-year-old David Adams of Dorchester. Took him into custody. Adams is charged with murder. Will be arraigned today in Dorchester District Court. Massachusetts is closing another correctional facility in the latest change to the state's prison system amid its declining population. Massachusetts Department of Correction announcing that the Old Colony Correctional Center in Bridgewater will no longer house inmates due to the facility's condition and renovation needs. The state said not renovating the facility will save about $2.6 million. The Bridgewater facility, constructed 40 years ago, is a minimum security men's facility that focuses on mental health, located on the same campus as a medium security facility, Bridgewater State Hospital, and the Massachusetts Treatment Center, all of which will stay open. The Old Colony Correctional Center has 160 beds and currently has 70 people incarcerated. They'll be transferred to other minimum security facilities, including the Boston Pre-Release Center, Northeastern Correctional Center, and Pondville Correctional Center. Overall, those facilities are operating at 59% capacity. The 26 staff members at Bridgewater will be reassigned to the medium security facility on the same campus. The state did not say exactly when the facility will close, but all inmates will be transferred out by October 31st. After a medical emergency, an eye doctor from Hull saved a woman's life during his evening commute home on the ferry. Paul Cangiano, an eye doctor out of the North End, was just feet off of the Long Wharf dock last Thursday afternoon when he noticed a fellow commuter at his feet. He said that the woman was 65 years old and appeared to be suffering from a seizure. Cangiano said he was also helped by a nurse from Mass General who was on board. The two reportedly began CPR until they noticed she wasn't breathing and didn't have a pulse. Cangiano said he had to use an AED to shock the woman. The two continued to perform CPR and revived the woman. Cangiano said the EMTs took the responsive woman to Mass General Hospital. Although an eye doctor, Cangiano says that he and other medical professionals are always ready to act in the most dire situations. The MBTA says that emergency did cause delays for about 3 hours Thursday evening. Governor Healey's plan to rescue five bankrupt Steward health care hospitals could cost Massachusetts taxpayers $700 million by 2027, according to the Boston Globe. 8 days ago, Healey held a press conference where she announced a financing plan that was vetted with legislative leaders that would help save the hospitals as they transition to potential new buyers. Governor's office that day said the plan involved cash advances, capital supports, and maximizing federal matches, but didn't offer many additional details. While Healey publicly disclosed the plan and said it was a win for Massachusetts and closed the book on Steward, her team since has declined to elaborate on the costs. Healey was asked about where the money was coming from for the hospital deals and said she was working that out with her finance team. None of the hospital deals have been approved in federal bankruptcy court, with the next court hearing date coming up tomorrow. Healey's office didn't respond to requests for comment on the $700 million cost of the plan. It's unclear how hospital rescue plan costs will impact other health care spending in Massachusetts. A former flight attendant left Boston yesterday on his fourth annual journey to honor the victims of 9/11, including several former co-workers who were killed. Paul Venito of Braintree began his Polly's Push journey on Boston Common, pushing his airline beverage cart to New York City. The beverage cart features pictures of the airline crews who were aboard the hijacked planes. Venito flew into Logan Airport on United Airlines Flight 175 on September 10, 2001. The next day, the plane hit the second tower at the World Trade Center. Venito lost co-workers and friends in the attacks, heroes he described as the first responders. For the next 24 days, he will walk more than 200 miles, plans to reach ground zero by September 11th. The American Red Cross is sponsoring a blood drive today from 1 to 6:30 at the Quincy Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. City of Quincy's 14th annual candlelight vigil in memory of all those lost to overdose and substance use disorder will be held this Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. To have your loved one included in the video memorial, submit a photo with the name in a JPEG format to Laura Martin, lmartin at quincyma.gov. Thomas Crane Public Library will host an end-of-summer adult reading party this Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on the front lawn. The event is for all adults who participated in the Adult Summer Reading Program. A check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in positive territory. The Dow soared 462 points. The NASDAQ is up 258. The S&P added 63. Asian stocks are mixed today after U.S. markets rallied close to their records on the expectation that the Federal Reserve will start cutting interest rates soon to help the economy. The euro is down, the dollar is down, and oil is trading at $75 a barrel. In sports, the Arizona Diamondbacks complete a sweep of the Red Sox, beating them 7-5, the Blue Jays come to Fenway beginning at 7:10 tonight. The National Weather Service forecast for today, some afternoon showers and scattered thunderstorms. The high of 78 degrees, lingering shower tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 82. Wednesday, chance for some more showers and thunderstorms at a high of 85, and an isolated storm possible Thursday with a high of 72. For the boater today, waves about a foot. Wind out of the north at 5 knots, becomes easterly later today. High tide, 5:37 p.m. Sunrise, 6:03, sets at 7:26. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, August 26th.